You know, if you haven't checked out What Chaos yet, you oughta, because we've had all your favorite players on the show. I'm talking Seth Jones, Linus Solmark, Connor Bedard, whoever it may be.
We're live every day on YouTube at noon Eastern, but also available on all podcast platforms, including the one you're listening to right now.
We got guests, and yeah, we're also doing a bit of chit-chat, goofing around, laughing at what makes us laugh in hockey.
So regardless of how deep you are into your hockey fandom, come listen to What Chaos. We'll talk about your favorite team, we'll talk about your least favorite team, and everybody in between, and we're having a ton of fun doing it every single day, Monday through Thursday. It's What Chaos, presented by All City Network.
Happy Friday. Welcome into the CHGO Blackhawks podcast. I'm Jason Woski with Mario Tirabassi, and we've got a special guest with us today. It's Rockford IceHogs forward Colton Dock. We're going to talk to Colton ahead of the Calder Cup playoffs, which start tomorrow for the IceHogs. Before we get into the interview, make sure you smash that like button for us. Make sure you subscribe to our YouTube page as well. Podcast listeners, like, subscribe, follow, all that good stuff on your favorite podcast app. But Colton, thanks for being with us, man. We appreciate it.
Yeah, no, thanks for having me on.
You ready? How are you feeling? How are you guys feeling? I mean, you guys ended the season, I mean, on fire, and you got these reserves coming in with, you know, Reichel coming down and Kaiser's back and everybody. You guys are at full strength. You got to be feeling pretty confident heading into the series.
Yeah, I think having those guys come down was a big boost for us. And like you said, our last like 20 some games, we've been on fire. I think just grabbing a point whenever we could was probably the biggest thing out of those last few games. And you know, it would have been nice to finish second, but it's also nice to have that first one at home right now.
Yeah, getting that first game in Rockford, I think will be a huge benefit for you guys. We were talking before the show started how the schedule for this series is a little different than what you might usually be used to. But yeah, getting that first one at home, even though you're not the team technically with home ice advantage, has got to be got to feel like an opportunity that you guys are got a chance to like really jump on them right away.
Yeah, I think anytime that the BMO's getting buzzing, it's the boys got energy from it. So you know, hopefully get this done as quick as possible. But it's also nice to play in front of the fans.
What kind of challenges does Grand Rapids present to you guys? I know it's every AHL rivalry is big, but this one especially big. How's it? What kind of problems do they present to you guys?
Yeah, they got a lot of skilled forwards. They got a lot of, you know, they got some guys coming down from the NHL who they were called up to try and make a push for a playoff spot. So they got some really good players and a good goaltender. And I think it's kind of all around. They can score goals. They can play good defensively. We just gotta, you know, wear them down, get the pucks in, and play them hard.
Grand Rapids talking about, you know, their goaltending. You know, you guys have had two guys in tandem this year with Drew and Jackson that have been both playing really well in, you know, for lack of a better term, rookie years. You know, with the way that they've been playing, how does it work for you? How does it feel for you guys knowing night in, night out, you're going to get, you know, likely a solid performance from those guys? It's not necessarily like a, you know, hot and cold situation, kind of like we experienced in Chicago this year.
Yeah, no, definitely. It's really nice to have that trust back there with those two, and they're unreal. The work ethic they put in, you know, Jackson, you know, doing really good this year and getting that franchise record for like most wins is awesome for him. And Drew, you know, he competes every day, and we know if we have a breakdown, you know, they're our last line of defense, and I think they've done a really good job this year.
It's got to be nice. We talk to people all the time about this, and I always like to reiterate it with players. When you've got two goalies that you know you can trust, do you feel like it frees you up a little bit to like play a little more free? You know, because then you don't feel like every turnover is going to end up in the back of your net. You feel like, hey, I can take a little bit of a chance here because I know that if something goes wrong, this guy's got my back. It's got to help the confidence of the whole team that way.
100%. I think, like I said, like having that trust in them, like knowing if, you know, if you turn the puck over at the blue line and, you know, it gives an odd man rush somewhere, you're going to have that trust in them. They're going to make that save. And I think just knowing that, you know, they're back there and they're going to compete on every shot, every rebound is really nice having that feeling.
You know, Colton, we talked to you just about this time last year. You and Kevin and Nolan were getting ready for the WHL playoffs. How has this year been for you, you know, getting your rookie year through the AHL and, you know, getting that experience and now getting to this point where, you know, it's another year in a row you're going to be looking for a hopefully a deep playoff run?
Yeah, I think this year there's been some ups and downs with the injuries, and obviously you don't love to see that, but you know, the development I've had down here has been awesome. The coaching staff, the trainers and developmental staff who comes out and works with us has been unreal, and the group of guys that is here as well is awesome. I think the older guys do a really good job of welcoming us. I remember my first day when I came, you know, maybe a little nervous, but you definitely, it's easier when the older guys try and, you know, get you in the convos and get you within the group. And, you know, you see old friends like Ethan and Nolan, just makes everything a lot easier to come to the rink.
Well, this is going to be, we heard from Kyle Davidson at the end of the year and, you know, even Luke Richardson to another extent kind of said, hey, this is going to be, next year is not going to be like the last two. Like, there's going to be some competition. There's going to be some guys brought in, and there are some spots open. I had to imagine, you know, you're chomping at the bit to, you know, whenever these Calder Cup playoffs end, either you're hoisting the Calder Cup or not, you're going to be competing against a lot of these guys in camp for some open roster spots. And you've had a great year in Rockford. How are you feeling going into camp next year? And are you, you know, anxious to be earning your role next year with the Blackhawks?
Yeah, I'm super excited about that opportunity. I think this year I was a little disappointed that, you know, I thought I battled hard and, you know, I was doing my best to try and earn a spot this year. And I think it's just going to be more motivation for me next year and in the summer to, you know, to get in the gym, get bigger, get stronger and work on my foot speed a lot and try and come into camp and show them that I could be a full-time NHL player.
Yeah, well, did you get any sort of feedback on that? Because I have to imagine, you know, you see a bunch of guys going up, getting opportunities, and you never, you know, that never came for you. And I know there were some injuries in there and everything. But when you talk to the development staff, when you talk to the coaches that you mentioned earlier, do they ever give you any insight on why those decisions are made or not made or what you need to work on to get that call up?
I mean, yeah, yes and no. I think there's a lot of, like, it's a lot of little things. I think just kind of, for me, it's going to be continue to work on my habits. I think that's probably one of the biggest things. And, you know, can't really get too focused on, you know, all the guys getting called up. I'm super happy for other guys when they get called up. I'm very excited to watch. I think when we found out Ethan was getting called up, we were pretty ecstatic for him. And, you know, there's nothing but joy there. So I think just, you know, sticking to it and just working hard. And, you know, my day will come if I just continue to work.
You know, you talked about, like, the older guys being able to help, you know, get the younger guys into the group and get that cohesiveness together early and helping you guys, like, get acclimated to the pro game. But, you know, there's a number of young guys on this team that are kind of all kind of coming up together through the organization. Does it kind of feel like that? Like, you know, you and Nolan and Ethan and, you know, the list goes on, a number of guys that just had their, you know, OHL and, seasons in the queue and everything finish are up with you guys now too. Does it feel like that group is all coming together with you and some of the other younger players?
Yeah, I think that kind of all starts in development camp when you get to meet everyone and made a lot of good friends, and super happy to see some of the guys come up. You know, like seeing Savoy the other day, you know, going hit what he went through, you know, that injury was horrible. I was right beside him when it happened, but you know, just seeing the work he's put in, and, you know, obviously his season was ended in playoffs I think last week, but, you know, seeing him on the ice, you know, smiling, you know, yapping away like he always does is just awesome. But yeah, like me, Nolan, Ethan, you know, we see each other every day, you know, we live in the same building, so just getting that chemistry together, and I think it'll be a fun few years as we continue to grow.
Does Savoy know that he's a cult hero here already before he's even officially put the uniform on? People love him. I don't know if it's his demeanor, it's the always chirping that you talked about, but people talk about him like he's like one beat at Connor Bedard when you talk to Hawks fans. I swear, they love him. They're excited about him. I think they're just, we sort of talk about the end of the year where the Blackhawks roster was kind of samey, like a lot of kind of quiet guys, you know, introverted. They need a guy like Sammy up here quick.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. I think they'll love him for sure. He's just got so much energy, so much passion for the game, and plays every shift. He's going to give it your all, and you know, you're going to get the best out of him. And just, you know, seeing that smile, I've never seen him not smiling or not joking around. So that's awesome to see for a young guy, and just keep that positivity going.
Yeah. There's a sense around the organization from the fan base, you know, about the future and about, you know, what's coming up, and, you know, people are very excited about like guys like Savoie and yourself and Ethan and all that. And, especially with Ethan getting his debut earlier this year, or just a few weeks ago, like that was, just a really cool experience to see some of these young guys come up. It's got to give you a little bit of extra motivation, like going into next year, knowing that, you know, there is that opportunity, and knowing that the organization is starting to go in that direction of like, there's players that they're investing in for the long-term future that are, you know, going to have opportunities to make that jump next year.
Yeah. I'm super excited for that chance. I think, you know, my goal this year was to make the team, and, you know, it's not going to change next year into camp. So I'm just going to go there and do my best to prove to them that I belong, and just make it more, you know, one of their hardest decisions to make, to, you know, send me down or keep me up. So I'm going to, you know, give it my best and just go from there.
We got to play alongside Kevin Korchinski for a while too, in junior, and wonder if you kept in touch with him. I know it was, you know, not 82 games. He left a while when his father passed, of course, but otherwise in the lineup every night, playing big minutes. Did you keep up with him and check in with him every now and again? Because I'm sure it got kind of overwhelming for him.
for sure. Yeah. No, when I was there dealing with my injury at the start of the year, you know, we were hanging out every day. And then, you know, when I came down, it was every other day we were texting, seeing how it's going. You know, it's new for him as well. You know, we're kind of all doing the same thing, the first time away from home without billets. So, you know, cooking's been interesting, but, you know, I think for him, he's, you know, he's got a lot of friends up there, and he's a very likable person. So I think he, you know, he's doing a really good job. And obviously it's hard, you know, when you're not, you know, winning every night like he's used to in Seattle the last few years, but I think he's, you know, he's determined to, you know, turn that around and give it his all as well. You know, work on his strength down low, and, you know, just be a better all around defenseman.
Well, you opened the door. Now we got to ask, what's the cuisine situation? Is it just like ramen every night or what?
No, for a few months it was a lot of ordering, but, you know, started to get a lot of steak and chicken in there, and, you know, had some family, gave me some recipes and helped me cook. So that's all right.
Nice. And how's Kirby doing? I know it's been a tough recovery for him. How is he mentally after going through that?
Yeah, he's good. You know, we check in quite often. He watches, you know, pretty much all my games. So just happy to see him, you know, doing good with his mental space. And obviously it's not easy going through a injury like that, you know, start of the year. And, you know, I think he was really excited for this year as well. And he was determined to, you know, kind of come in there and prove a lot of people that, you know, he can be a, you know, star in the NHL. And I still believe, you know, he is going to be that. And, you know, just hearing him talk about how, you know, he wants to work in the summer, it's going to be awesome. It's going to be great for me as well to see that work ethic from him and push myself.
You guys, I would imagine you guys still have that like brotherly internal, like pushing each other in the off season and everything. I mean, that's, even though you're in different organizations now, like that's still something that you're still doing even throughout the season. You know, having the, you know, probably saying like, you know, this year might have been different, but, you know, trying to like send each other highlights and stuff, sending each other your box scores each night and say, hey, I did this, I did that. It's gotta be great to have that at your disposal.
Yeah, honestly, a lot of it is, you know, he'll call me after a game and we'll talk about a few plays and then kind of go through it and get his two cents on what maybe he would have done during that. And, you know, I'd give my reasons and why I did that, and you just kind of have a conversation. So it's awesome. It's kind of like having a little coach with me at all times, but know it's awesome to have him at my disposal. Obviously, he's a very smart hockey player. So usually what he tells me to do is probably the right play.
And we get to talk to Andrew Sorensen a few times every year. And what I really like about him is he is short and to the point and no nonsense. And I'm assuming he's the same way behind the in the dressing room. What's it like to play for Sorensen, and what have you learned from him in your time in Rockford?
Yeah, it's awesome. You're right. He gets to the point very quickly. I think you kind of know when you're playing good or if the team's playing bad. But I really like it. I really like being honest with, you know, the coaches be honest with me, and I'll be honest back. And you know, if I thought I played good or played bad, you know, we'll have discussion. We'll go over video a lot, which has been awesome. And you know, like I said before, the habits, I think that's something he's been helping me learn over this season. I think that's going to be the biggest thing for me to make that jump.
Now, you guys in Grand Rapids are very acquainted with each other this year, but things kind of ramp up in the playoffs. What are you looking forward to most getting into your first like professional playoff experience starting tomorrow?
Yeah, just kind of showing the way I can play as a strong, powerful forward who can score. I think be physical as well on the forecheck, make plays. You know, work the boards down low. I think that's something I'm really excited for, is just to show off my strength and speed, and you know, make some plays while I'm at it and have some fun.
We got a question from our audience, if you don't mind. One of our everyday viewers, Lebowski5, says, I'd like to hear Colton's opinions on guys he may have played against in a WHL, like Caden Lindstrom, T.J. Ginla, or Berkeley Cotton. Any thoughts on those
guys? Yeah, never played against Lindstrom. Played with T.J. last year and played against Berkeley a few times. But, no, T.J. is awesome. His work ethic is unreal. I think his obviously his family ties to the game is pretty nice. But, no, he's a great kid. He's very skilled, very smart hockey player, good speed. You know, I'd be really happy if I got to see him at camp next year. And you know, Berkeley is a very skilled forward as well. I played against him a few times last year. You know, I think he was 16, so it's kind of hard to you know, get a grasp on him. But you know, he's very skilled. You know, makes plays, produces points. So I think that's awesome.
Well, the series begins tomorrow. First game one at the BMO, 7 p.m. Saturday, April 27th in Rockford. Buy your tickets then. And then game four on Sunday, May 5th, back at home at the BMO. If you've not been to an Ice Hogs game, it is an awesome time. It's a great experience. The food's really good. It's an awesome, awesome building, awesome atmosphere. And to go visit the Corey Crawford banner when you go out there. You could see it was raised earlier this year. We appreciate you being with us. Good luck in this series. Go get them. And we'll talk to you to preview round two. How's that?
All right. That sounds good.
All right, man. Thank you very much. That's Ice Hogs forward Colton Dock ahead of their big series with the Grand Rapids Griffins. Should be good. I know you're heading out there tomorrow, right, Mario?
Yeah, I will. I will be out there tomorrow. It's going to be an awesome time. I'm very happy that the Ice Hogs get the first home game. Like it's a weird best of five where they're not doing like, you know, 2-2-1 or anything like that. It's an interesting series setup, but Rockford getting the first game is that's awesome. I think this team is hitting their stride right at the right time. We always talk about teams peaking at the right time. I think Rockford's been playing really well in the last, you know, month or so of the season, and I think they got a couple guys, you know, close to getting healthy. We'll see where Nolan Allen's at. I know he was kind of in that 3 to 4 week range that was leading up to basically the start of the playoffs for his injury. So we'll see if he's back in the lineup tomorrow or soon. Lucas Reichel's coming down. So, yeah, it's going to be exciting. So that first game tomorrow night should be a lot of fun. As Colton said, when the BMO is rocking, it's a great atmosphere. So looking forward to that.
Yes, seriously, if you've never been to a game out in Rockford, you got nothing to do tomorrow night, head out there. It's a quick little trip from the city. And it's, you know, it's a lot of fun, great atmosphere, easy to get to, no problem. So yeah, go check out the Ice Hogs game, go support them, go see the future of your Blackhawks, and eat lots of pork. Why? Because it's amazing. People who are active.
There's plenty of that available.
Yeah, they got a ton of it. The female, that's right. People just tubs of it. People who are active need more protein than the average American. In fact, the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics, Dietitians of Canada, and the American College of Sports Medicine recommend 1.2 to 2 grams of protein per kilogram of body weight per day for athletes, depending on training. So for a 150-pound person, that's about 81 to 136 grams of protein per day. 1 3-ounce serving of pork provides 23 grams of high-quality protein that can help active individuals build and preserve muscle. The International Society of Sports Nutrition recommends that people who are involved in a general fitness program or who are interested in optimizing their health eat low-fat, high-quality sources of protein, which includes lean cuts of pork. Elevate your protein game with Lean Pork, a powerhouse of natural goodness. Savor the flavor, savor the gains, and celebrate any occasion by enjoying the best pork produced by Illinois pig farmers. From your sausage and bacon for breakfast to pulled pork or juicy hot chops off the grill, it's an entire season dedicated to pork and the people behind the product, paid for by the Illinois pork producers' generations of commitment. Love me some pork.
I do too. I have a an order of pig slop with my name on it for tomorrow at the game.
Yeah,
how does they are that. It's all right. Well, not. I don't. It's it depends on how long the drive ends up being and how hungry I get on the way back. But
you gotta let people know, Mari, about your pig slop hack, because you spice it up a little bit, and that's the only way to.
Yeah. So it comes with, you know, with melted cheese on top of it. But you gotta have a little bit more than that. And the good people at the BMO, when you go to the side of the concession stand, they also have barbecue sauce and buffalo sauce that are available. So put both of that on top, mix it all in together. If you want, you get the coleslaw on the side. You can put the coleslaw in. I like to have it on the side as its own little thing. But you can throw that in there too to completely mix the meal up together. It's all going to the same place anyway, but it's good. And it, look, it's pulled pork on top of fries, so it's basically like poutine.
Yeah.
And it's amazing. I highly recommend it to anyone who goes to a Rockford Ice Hogs game ever. Whew. Yeah, and after after a good pig slot meal, I might need a cigarette break. But if you want to go tobacco free for your nicotine routine, check out our friends Lucy Nicotine, made for your routine and delivered straight to your door. It is 100% pure nicotine, always tobacco free. With Lucy, you have multiple forms that you can use, whether it's pouches, breakers, or gum, and you can choose your strength anywhere between 2 milligrams to 12 milligrams, and they come in an assortment of flavors like mint, apple ice, espresso, mango, and so many more. You can save yourself that weekly stop at the gas station and sign up with Lucy for a monthly subscription. No commitment, cancel anytime, and you'll be saving 15% off of your purchases. So to level up your nicotine routine with Lucy, go to lucy.co/CHGOHawks and use the promo code CHGOHawks to get 20% off of your first order. Lucy does offer free shipping and has a 30-day refund policy if you change your mind. Again, that's lucy.co and use the code CHGOHawks to get 20% off and always free shipping. Now, for the fine print part, Lucy products are only for adults of legal age, and every order is age verified. Again, this product does contain nicotine, and nicotine is an addictive chemical.
It is. Yes, it is. But thanks. Welcome to our new partners at Lucy, that code CHGOHawks for 20% off. Good stuff. Well, yes. We have our date. The draft lottery is set, and it certainly feels like we'll probably be doing a live show that night. I'm very excited about it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, it worked last year, right?
Yeah. I'm just looking. I'm looking forward to a calmer, gentler Mario on the night of Tuesday, May 7th. Your energy was palpable that night. And I think a little bit, like, you kind of willed it into existence. You kind of, like, inceptioned it. you know, bend space and time with your, like, you use the force to make those lottery balls fall correctly.
Sure. That's the best use of my powers. Last year, clearly it was because Connor Bedard was the primary sole focus of the draft lottery, was who is going to luck into Connor Bedard. And for the Blackhawks, you know, it was very evident that last season was all about being as bad as possible to move forward with a new future of the organization. And that was a lot of it was based off of getting Connor Bedard. He was the accelerant to this whole plan. And the lottery balls, the numbers were in the Blackhawks' favor, and you know, they had 11.5% chance last year to win the lottery, 13.5% this year, being second worst in the league. So we'll see. I feel like coming into that Tuesday, March 7th evening, I'm not going to be as tightly wound as last year because of how last year went.
I think I might have said March 7th, and I think I planted the seed in your brain. It's obviously May 7th.
Did I say March 7th?
You said March. Sorry. I think I said May March 7th. 2. It is May 7th. It's not in the past. It is in the future.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm looking forward to just kind of, you know, putting my head, you know, hands on the head, back of the head, feet up on the counter, and just let's let the balls fall as they may. And then if they do happen to win it, just filling up glass after glass with just the tears of NHL fans around the world, it would just be delightful. Oh my God. It just happened to be here. I just don't clean up my crap. It's just to win it again. It would almost feel like, I keep like kind of imagining what it would be like if the Hawks won a draft lottery again. And it's almost like embarrassing. Like, oh, geez.
It is.
Like, oh, well, it is what it is. Sorry, it didn't work for you.
Yeah.
But like, you almost feel bad. Like, ooh, you probably could have won. That probably would have been better for you than it would be for Chicago. But, you know, it is what it is. We're just going to have to take Celebrini and call it a day.
Yeah. I mean, that's how the system is set up. It's completely by chance. It's completely by lottery balls. You know, there's no funny business whatsoever. None whatsoever.
Nate in the chat says, I'm more excited for the tears than actually getting Celebrini. Yeah. It might actually be more fun to just watch people get upset than it would actually be to enjoy Macklin Celebrini's career here.
That's true.
It's just, and I, you know, we love our PHNX friends, and I still think about their reaction when the Hawks won the draft lottery and Leah just walked off set. It was like just silence. Yeah. And I know there was other stuff behind it, of course, but it was just like, oh my God.
Sure.
It is fun to be the villain.
Well, I mean, that's the villain. Yeah. Yeah. And look, I mean, it's the new rules is that you can't win the lottery more than twice in a 5-year span. So if you're going to do it back to back, why not have it be the Bedard Celebrini drafts, right? Like, let's just wash our hands. Here's our one-two center combination down the middle for the next 15 years. No problems. Like that would be fantastic. But again, like the sentiment around this draft for me as a Blackhawks fan is that, you know, once it was locked in that they were going to be, second to last in the league, the worst that they can draft is fourth. Like you're still going to come away. Even if you don't win the lottery, you're still going to come away with a very good player and a player that, you know, is likely maybe 2 years away at most from being like in the professional game. So, you know, that's wishful thinking, but you know, I think there's, very few instances where a top five pick, you know, is more than 3 years away from even just being in the AHL. You know, again, if it's, you know, if you get a KHL player who's on a long extended contract or something like that, then yeah, you can get into the weeds of everything. But they're just going to be in a good spot to get a very good player no matter where they land.
We've got our YouTube poll going right now, asking people where they think the Hawks will end up drafting between 1 and 4. And it will shock
Gee, I wonder.
It'll shock you to know that people are predicting villainhood, that the Hawks will again pick number 1 overall. I'm here for let's make it happen. Let's will it into existence. Yeah. And the game when we were talking to Colton Dock, like, hey, it's good karma to have him on. And when you do that, you get the number 1 overall pick. I'm like, I'm not saying it, because last time we didn't say it. So we can't, want to jinx anything. Don't want to change the karma.
No, that's a good point. Good point made by them.
Yeah. Michael Evans says, how does the draft ranking work for the playoff team? It's $5 super chat, by the way. Does it go by regular season record or when they get knocked out? It's not that
so
simple. Go ahead.
It's based off of the regular season points up until you get to the teams that get to the Eastern Conference and Western Conference finals. Then those teams are reseeded by how they are eliminated. That's as simple as I can explain it.
So whoever the final four is, the Stanley Cup champion picks 32nd, the runner-up 31st, and then East-West final losers, 30th and 29th. That's kind of the easiest
way.
And then the rest of it slots out based on standings. So if Tampa's eliminated, we'll have a good idea of where the Hawks are going to be picking.
Yeah, and they're down 3-0 in their series.
Yeah. Don't show up, though. Don't show up. You see John Cooper? If you're negative, stay home.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
I love the the tweet. I forget who sent it out. But it was the Panthers just scored an empty net goal and the Lightning didn't lose their minds or something like that. I don't know if it was you or Greg. You said, wow, the Lightning have just given up, huh?
I think that was Greg. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's too funny to be me. That's for sure.
That was good. So, yeah, I mean, hey, far be it for me to count out the Lightning, but being down 3-0 to the Panthers is not a spot that I would want to be in.
No, it's a crazy thing too, is like, you could argue it's one of the closer series in terms of how the games have gone. Like, there haven't been blowouts. Yeah. They've been like right there, but down 3-0 is down 3-0. Doesn't matter if it was 3-7-0 losses or 3-3-2 losses. You're still in the same boat.
Right.
So yeah, it's tough.
Right.
It's tough for the Lightning, but good for the Hawks.
Yeah. Yeah. And hey, I mean, a first round exit in sweep fashion might make Steven Stamkos consider a change of scenery.
Yeah. Well, he might be the problem. My column.
He could be. I wouldn't mind if he was Chicago's problem.
Yeah, we could deal with that. We'll figure it out. That's what Foligno's there for, to handle malcontents like him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, Law, I sent Law a picture of the pick slop. So if he wants to throw that up there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
This is mine. I didn't quite go the full Mario on this one. This is just the pulled pork with the cheese and the barbecue sauce. I did not do the buffalo and coleslaw. That's salad, so you don't need that. Just throw that away or just let him keep it. But that's the cheese and the barbecue sauce on the pulled pork. And next time I go, I'm going to do the buffalo sauce too. That is inspired. And if you want to go, you can. You can get in the door tomorrow at the BMO for $19 on game time. That is a tremendous deal. You should not have to worry about how to buy tickets to your next big sporting event. Game Time is transparent. They're fast. They're easy for all the sports, music, and comedy events you want to see. They've got those great last-minute ticket deals, all-in prices, views from your seat, and their best price guarantee. Game Time takes the guesswork out of buying tickets. Love that view from your seats thing. Again, if you're going to Rockford for the first time, pull that up. Take a look where you're going to see. Beautiful. There are so many seats available in there for under $50. I said 19 gets you in a door. The most expensive I'm seeing is 144, but it's like fourth row. It's just, there's a lot of good deals if you want to go see the Ice Hawks tomorrow in Rockford.
And I'll say there's not a bad seat in the house. Like, it's what, 6,500 capacity? Like, you're going to have a good spot no matter where you're at.
Yeah, 100%. But at Game Time, they're obsessed with finding you ways to save money on tickets. So take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. download the Game Time app, create an account, use the code CHGO for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code CHGO for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed.
And hey, if you are in the market for a new vehicle, you have to check out our friends at Ray Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram in Fox Lake. They are celebrating the Jeep Celebration event all month long. You know what that means? Do you? You know what it means?
At the end of the month, it's over?
Yes, okay. That is true. But it also means that you'll be able to rave about their savings on a wide selection of inventory. For a limited time, you can lease a new 2024 Jeep Grand Cherokee Laredo Altitude for $439 a month for 39 months. And if that Jeep Grand Cherokee isn't big enough for you, check out the third row and lease a new 2024 Jeep Grand Cherokee Limited L for $479 a month for 39 months. That sounds like a W in my world. At Ray CDJR, you'll always be able to shop one of Chicagoland's largest inventories and drive home with more money in your pocket than you'd expect, thanks to Ray's price promise. So don't miss out. Shop great deals all month long and save big, because Ray CDJR makes buying a new vehicle more affordable than ever. But that's not all. Just for listening and watching, you, yes, you, can get a free oil change when you mention CHGO at the service center, or mention CHGO when you book online at raycdjr/service. But you have to schedule before April 30th. So that's just a couple of days. So jump on that. If you're in the market for a new vehicle, then you have to check out the team at Ray Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram, because they are the only team that we at CSGO recommend. Visit them today on Route 12 in Fox Lake. That's near me. For more information, visit CDJR in Fox Lake or raycdjr.com, serving the community since 1963.
Yes, do that. I want to see if I can get my thumbs up effects working. Yes, there it goes. Look at that.
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, you got a blurred background because of all your
weird
movie pictures on your wall. It's funny.
Yeah, this is my
you put the blur effect on and it blurs the fireworks. That kind of doesn't make sense at all.
did it really?
Yes,
I didn't realize that. Here, let me get the blur out of here. Yeah, here. Yeah, I'm in a closet. Yeah. Nice. That's no secret. Come on, do it.
Oh, now it's not gonna. You see your weight. I was coming in. There you go. I did it for you. For those listening on the podcast, we're having fun with video, and we're making a fireworks display by putting our thumbs up because we're idiots. You see. You know that by now.
Weren't there some other ones? Did Peace do something?
I don't remember. There's
balloons.
Oh, nice. All right.
Peace to balloons. This is something. This one.
I don't know.
I don't remember.
We'll figure them all
anyways.
Out. We'll have fun with it down the road. And August project.
We'll play it. Sure. We'll see. Yeah, sure. We'll see how many more remotes we do this year.
We got Alex Vlasic is in the books. We had Nick Foligno on yesterday. If you missed it, talked a lot about it with him, but didn't get a chance to really, the three of us, break it down. It's just two of us today, which is cool. If you didn't hear the news, I don't know how, but 6-year deal, $4.6 million cap hit for Alex Vlasic. And since this deal has been signed, the praise has been coming out. I saw a tweet today from Dom Lucision of The Athletic. It says here, Alex Vlasic was incredible defensively this year on a bad Hawks team while playing some of the toughest minutes in the league. While $4.6 million is fair for what he is now, a deal that covers his entire prime under a rising cap could make this one of the league's best contracts. So he projects the value of the contract at $7.6 million. That's $3 million over what he actually signed for. That is a
massive. That's what I was going to pay him.
That's great. That's a really good job by Kyle Davidson.
Yeah.
And, like I said yesterday to Nick, it's another box checked on the Davidson, resume of signed very good long-term deal to important player.
Yeah, it's a deal that helps both parties. You know, the Blackhawks get a very financially friendly deal at $4.6 million. Vlasic gets a good amount of term. 6 years makes him in line for his next contract at 28 years old. That seems to be the number that free agents like to get to for their, you know, potential biggest deal of their career for these kinds of players. So, you know, 6 years is a good amount of term for him and for the team as well. Like, you don't have to worry about, you know, what's, you know, oh, what's he going to have to, you know, it's not a bridge deal where it's 2 or 3 years, like 6 years down the road. Like that is in, that is well into the quote unquote contention window that Kyle Davidson seems to be starting to kind of line things up for. $4.6 million is going to be a bargain by the All-Star break next year. I feel like Vlasic's at $4.6 million is going to feel like a bargain. So it'll be very funny if Dom's pronounced true that Vlasic's deal might end up right there. Top 10 best and worst contracts in the NHL article. And the best will have Vlasic and the worst will be Jones, and they'll be defensive partners.
There you go. That evens out to two very average contracts. That's it. See?
Yeah.
That's how you got to look at it.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just,
you're spending what? 14 million on your top pair, seven each.
Pretty good.
Perfect.
Even that's a bargain when you think about it.
Yeah.
I wonder how many top pairs in the NHL will be 14 million. Not many.
Yeah.
I was listening to 32 Thoughts today, and they were talking about it too. And they said, it's difficult for guys like this who don't have like a lot of the numbers production it's hard to kind of value those deals because offense, especially now, is like such the focus. You know, you've got two guys mm-hmm. with 100 assists this season when only 9 guys have done it in the history of the game before then. And what was it? 7 of those times? I might be off on this, but I think 7 of those 9 was Gretzky. Like 7 of those 9 seasons was Gretzky or something like that.
At least that many.
And I think Lemieux had 100, and there was one other guy had 100 assists. And that had been it through history until Kucherov and McDavid had it this year.
Did Joe Thornton have 100?
I don't think so. Because Thornton played in the era of like nobody was scoring. When he was when he was at his peak, he might have had 100 points. I'm talking about 100 assists.
Right, yeah. Let me look it up here.
But anyway, the point being, it's hard to value these contracts and, you know, because the point production's not there.
Yeah, I think we saw it, you know, this year with the, you know, the Calder discussion and everything, how much playing big minutes and being defensively responsible and all that is valued. And while Vlasic didn't put up, you know, half point per game numbers this year, you could make an argument that, you know, between him and let's say Brock Faber, who are in the same boat, Vlasic might have been better strictly defensively.
Yeah.
Now, if you want to say all around, yeah, I would say Brock Faber maybe all around right now is the better of the two, but it's not by much. And Vlasic just really hasn't had the opportunity to put that offensive, his offensive skills on display because he's paired with Seth Jones, where that's going to be more of Seth's roles to be more of the offensive defenseman. Whereas Vlasic will play a little bit more of a defensively focused game. But Vlasic he put up decent, production numbers in college, and when he was in Rockford, he put up decent production numbers. So he's a guy that can do it. So I'm going to be interested to see what year, I guess, what it would be year 3 technically, of Alex Vlasic looks like next year.
I found that number, by the way.
Looking at it here, 100 assists.
Yeah, I had 11 in my head, and here's what it was.
Bobby.
Yeah. So okay, Kucherov and McDavid. They were the 4th and 5th players in NHL history with 100 assists. Gretzky did it 11 times. Mario Lemieux and Bobby Orr did it once. That's the stat.
Once each.
Yes, once each.
Yeah.
So it had been done by 3 players in NHL history before this year. Now Gretzky did it 11 times. And again, I just love it. Every now and again, something will happen in hockey, and then all it does is reveal another insane Wayne Gretzky stat. Mm-hmm. You're like, what? You can't even like comprehend how much better he was than everybody.
It's so wild looking at this.
Yeah.
Let's see. He did it. He did it 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 times in a row. He did all 11. All 11 times were in consecutive seasons.
What's the
between
highlight?
Between 1980 and 1991. His most was 163. 163. In the 1985-86 season, in which he also set the NHL all-time record for points, obviously, with 215 in a season.
My God. So he had basically 100 assists plus Connor Bedard and Taylor Radish.
Yes.
It's like, what are we doing? It's so ridiculous. That's
crazy.
By the way, so crazy. Did you see the Vlasic thing floating around from BU when he was in Calgary?
Yeah.
It was from, I think it was... who had it? Was it Bar Down or one of those hockey?
I saw it from the BU. It's like a BU hockey blog.
Okay.
Posted it. Yeah, there it is. Yeah.
So if you're not watching on YouTube,
so this must have been.
Hey, I don't see any dates. But it's
this would have had to have been, because if it's coming from BU, this would have had to have been after his junior season ended. And he joined the Blackhawks. This would have been probably 2 years ago.
Yeah. So it's an email, and the headline says, or the subject says, CM419 Assignment 3. Then there's an email that says, hello, just wanted to email you guys about our assignment due on the 17th. And then Alex Vlasic replies, hey, sorry, guys. I recently just left BU to pursue hockey. I won't be able to contribute to the assignment. And then the other guy replies, no worries. Thanks for the heads up. Good luck.
That's so great. That's one of the best excuses for not participating in a group assignment is I'm pursuing my hockey career. Yeah, thank you for your thanks for looping me in on this assignment that I will never do.
Yeah, I tried that. No one bought it. I'm like, yeah, I can't get the project and I'm going pro in hockey. They're like, no, shut up. You're too fat for that.
Yeah, maybe that's not happening. I usually just muted those emails.
Yeah, good call. All right, well, tonight, I know last night was maybe the biggest night in Chicago Bears history. We'll see how it plays out, but Caleb Williams and Roma Dunze, just as everyone dreamed, it actually came true. But the draft isn't over tonight. We're out at Joe's on Weed Street again. I believe there are still tickets available. Law, can you confirm? Can you deny? Can you inform?
Yes. I believe, yeah. I mean, I think there are. Honestly, I'm not sure at this point what's going on with our draft party tonight.
To the internet.
I'm looking at it. I mean, I was going to just say yes for it, but then it's like request information. So I don't even know what the hell that
weren't means. They? So did I see that we were out there earlier today? Or was that just a repeat tweet from last night?
I mean, I know that like we had to get out there to get things ready. But here's here's the page currently, and it's just like
it is sold out, my friend.
Yeah, sold out.
It is sold out, but that doesn't mean you can't still tune in to our live draft broadcast happening tonight. Guess when? During the draft,
6 p.m. Yes. starts.
6 p.m. YouTube.com/CHGO Sports will be podcasted as well. But watch along with the CHGO crew. See how many articles of clothing Greg Braggs sheds during the broadcast. It's always a surprise. And we've got some new merch at the chgolocker.com. The Toughest Nails design, the Air It Out design, and the franchise design. A little behind the scenes. We had to scramble and redesign that 13 to an 18 on the franchise shirt. But they all look sick. Go get yours, chgolocker.com.
And our shirts don't look like they're designed by a toddler who just learned MS Paint, so that's exciting.
That seems aimed at someone.
That's always good.
I don't know what you're referencing, but we'll talk off the air.
Check Slack.
All right, fair enough. But head over to chgolocker.com. Yeah. And if you want one of these for free, we can do that for you. Just become a diehard. You get access to all of our great written content, 20% off all of our events, 20% off all of our merch. And as I mentioned, you sign up to become a diehard at allchgo.com. and you get a free shirt or hat upon sign up, or $35 off a hoodie. That's a good deal too. But go stock up on the new franchise collection. We've got the Chicago collection that dropped a couple, probably about a month ago or so, celebrating our 2-year anniversary. So tons of good stuff at chgolocker.com. And it's always super helpful to us when you become a diehard. So please, please, please consider doing that. If it's not in the cards for you right now to become a diehard, you can help us for free. Smash that like button right now on the YouTube page. Make sure you're subscribed to our YouTube channel as well. And if you're not subscribed on your favorite podcast app, do that too. And leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. So how are you feeling? You're the Rebuild Report guy, also available for diehards at allchgo.com. How are we feeling about the piggies coming into the series here?
I feel great. I think they have a really good shot against the... Yes.
The piggies.
Yes, we're getting there.
It's called a segue.
We're getting there. Keep up. I feel like the Ice Dogs have a really good shot of getting past Grand Rapids. They are some pesky pigs.
Well, the kind of pigs you really like. We told you earlier about the Illinois pork producers. Well, they produce the pork, then they get it out to Woodridge, so our buddy Charlie the Bacon Guy can make craft bacon for you. 35 different flavors. He's got bacon jam as well. It's all preservative free. None of that chemically crap. It's just pork and seasoning and deliciousness, all vacuum sealed. So it freezes up beautifully. So if you want to order, 10, 15 pounds of bacon, you can. It's not going to go bad. Throw it in the freezer. It unfreezes and thaws out beautifully. There's no freezer burn, none of that crap. It is still like the day you bought it. It lasts up to 60 days in the fridge and 9 months in the freezer. For the bacon jam, it's 90 days in the fridge and up to a year in the freezer, but they'll both be gone long before that. If you've never had bacon jam before, I don't know how to describe it. It's almost like a bacon relish or like a bacon spread. I put on scrambled eggs, toast, put it on a burger, grilled cheese. I put it on baked potatoes. Charlie puts it inside cinnamon rolls. Oh, it's all so good.
Mario uses it for his Wi-Fi. I don't know why that doesn't seem to work, but...
He's got to get the bacon jam out of the slot. It's the problem. But you can eat it with a spoon. I like to eat it with Frito scoops. They would really good that way.
I prefer Ruffles, but the scoops are another good option.
See, now, do the Ruffles have the integrity to withstand the thickness with 3 C's of Charlie's bacon jam?
I had no problem. All right. I'll just say that. Okay. And it was amazing. I love it so much.
It's so damn good. Well, go check out the Bacon Vault at charliethebaconguy.com. You can see all the flavors he's made in the past. And if it's not available now, give Charlie about 2 weeks and he'll make some up for you. He's also got great looking merch. If you're a Hawks fan, you're listening to us, you probably are. Some really cool Hawks adjacent style designs, Hawks inspired beanies, hats, t-shirts, stickers, coffee mugs, the whole smear. My Charlie one's upstairs. I'm washing it. But the bacon flavors right now, ranch, rosemary, vanilla bourbon, maple espresso, Cajun, Jardiniere, and Canadian bacon, and the bacon jams, the original, the bourbon, and listen to this, folks, the cherry jalapeno. Stop yourself. Go order it right now. CharlieTheBaconGuy.com. You'll save 10% on your order with the code CHGOHAWKS. We are currently winning the CHGO selling contest, so keep buying bacon. With that code, CHGOHAWKS, at Charlie the Bacon Guy, you can pick it up from Charlie, which is the easiest way. He can deliver it to you, meet you halfway, or even ship it. He makes the bacon so you can bring it home. And trust us, Charlie's a trustworthy guy. He's not going to hurt you. He's not going to abduct you and put you in his bacon van and steal you. He's a very nice and dependable man.
He's got a bad back, so he probably can't
lift anything except bacon these days. So don't be afraid.
Quick shout out to his dog. He did mention in the chat earlier, his poor his dog, aptly named Bacon, suffered a torn ACL. So get better, Pupperoo, please.
The bacon family is just falling apart.
Yes. Good. They need more bacon, more protein.
Rub some bacon on it.
Yes. Of course, the dog would immediately lick that off. Speaking of the Bears draft, did you guys see what the Hawks posted with Connor Bedard doing the hostage message?
I like that he was like, "Hey guys," so it could literally be guys. At any time about anyone.
Yeah,
let's look at that, because that was.
Yeah, no specific names in there.
He didn't have time to do this yesterday. He's like, "I'll do this for you like on April 13th, but I'm not doing it now. But yeah, let's hit play on this.
What's up, guys? Welcome to Chicago. I'm to be watching this season. Chicago's the best city with the best fans, no question. Congrats. What's up?
Short, sweet, and to the point.
Nailed it. The next Andre Sorensen.
Well, I'm just wondering, like when did he do it? Because, like, is he all? Because that's not in Chicago. That looks like a cabin in Canada.
There seems to be a nice evergreen tree behind him.
Yeah,
he probably did it on Christmas. That's it. I'm knocking all these promotional videos out now.
Yeah, right.
You are the birthday boy or girl. Was that a Simpsons? I think it was a Simpsons thing.
Simpsons did it.
Hey, yeah. Hey, we're talking Krusty. That's the other thing where he records a doll.
Yeah, right.
Well, I mean, just think about where we're at, though. Like, within the last less than a year, Connor Bedard, Caleb Williams, Rome Odunze, Angel Reese. It's just, and not only that, you've got like young player, like Pete Crow Armstrong hits his first home run yesterday. Mm-hmm. Frank Nazar gets a call up. Like, Chicago sports is like mostly on the way up, like big time. Also, the Bulls.
Yeah.
Sox.
Yeah. Also, those teams exist. Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, this is a town that loves their teams, win, lose, or draw, and that love looks like many different things. It takes many different shapes, that love, but when you have like the future there, the expectations there, the optimism there, like this the Chicago will latch on to teams and players even harder. I mean, we've seen it with Caleb Williams. We saw it with Caleb Williams as soon as the Bears season was over.
Yeah.
You know, people were latched onto him as the next great quarterback, and people were latched onto Bedard as early as the beginning of last season. So it's just it's awesome to see, you know, this city and the teams, you know, some of the biggest teams, not only locally, obviously, but also across the league, you know, have this optimism for the future, and especially the Bears. Like, you add Odunze and Williams to this team. You got Keenan Allen, DJ Moore, Cole Kmet. Like, that offense is going to be exciting to watch. So at the very least, I think we're going to be talking about some Bears games where, you know, they can at least put up 20 or 30 points and maybe get some wins. Like, that's going to be huge.
And just to an update, we do have tickets available tonight.
Okay.
At Joe's on Weed. So if you're in the area, I highly recommend going. Last night was completely insane. I mean, I was just shocked. It was such a huge event. We had, before we kicked off, we had Big Dave do like a MC style intro of everyone.
That was awesome.
Like low-key my favorite part, because I mean, he's the best, and like,
everybody loves Dave.
Yeah, he got the crowd going, and then, you know, everyone came out and was cheered, and then obviously the big moments of the night, I mean, you know, everyone chanting Caleb, and when Atlanta took Michael Penix Jr., we all just went completely bonkers and we're like, what?
that was so weird.
Braggs did, people trying to Braggs nearly out. Destroyed He nearly destroyed the whole stage, though. At one after the Odunze pick, he like came, like threw off the headset, came around the table, was jumping around. He grabbed a guy, and the stage is like 4 feet off the ground. He grabbed a guy and brought him up on stage, and we're like jumping, and like the camera was this far, and we're like, "Oh my god, please do not knock over everything." But we made it.
These are the things that you do when you hire Braggs. You got to live with the good and the bad. Yeah, he might crowd surf for the draft party. Yes, he might take the draft party off the air forever. This is the wild card, and this is why we love him. It's the best.
Yeah.
But it's just like, I don't know. It's such a foreign feeling after a Bears draft to be like, holy shit, they killed it. Like,
I know.
You could like twist and turn yourself like, wow, maybe like if you squint really hard, like, yeah, like maybe Justin Fields is finally going to be that. Like, now it's like, no, the dude is here, and he's got another dude with him, and there's already dudes waiting. There's all the dudes everywhere, and they're all ready to be good. And it's like, yeah, God, it's wild.
I mean, the optimism for last year I mean, was pretty high. And this year, I think it's only going to go higher because of the moves made to solidify, like, no, yeah, this is now the time. You know, you invested in the coaches, or not really invested more in them, but you at least gave them the seal of approval of, like, no, we're moving forward with these guys. And you've invested in the offense, and you have a solid defense. Like, this should be a team that's going to be a lot better.
Yep. I'm very excited.
And if you are a Bears fan and you want to go to London with the CHGO Bears crew,
oh, yeah,
you can do that.
I believe it's True Team Travel. I'm not sure of the name, but go to our website. We'll get you hooked up with I don't know what the hell. I can't even talk right now. I'm so tired.
It's a travel agency.
Yeah.
And it will get you hooked up with the whole CHGO to London experience.
Wait, yes. Guys, cancel the trip. Law, cancel the broadcast. Anthony Tony saw 5 USC games, and Williams is nothing special.
Oh, that's too bad, Anthony. Gosh.
Why didn't they just listen to Anthony?
Darn it.
Why don't we not Hogue or Braggs or Nick or Woot couldn't have checked in with Anthony before the draft and pass us on?
Damn. Oh, well.
That's it. I'm ending the show. That's it. I'm not coming back till Monday.
All right. That's fine.
I'm done. Maybe Monday at 2:30 I'll be there. We'll see. I got to talk to these Bears guys. Going up to Hallis Hall right now.
Should have taken J.J. McCarthy.
Should have, yeah.
Absolutely. Well, I'll try to get over it. Lots of Coors Light will help me this weekend. Law, thanks for running the show. I know you're running on fumes. Mario, I'll see you Monday, maybe, if I decide to come in at 2:30. Yeah. We'll talk to you then. Thanks for being with us. Thanks to Colton Doc for joining the show. Thanks to Mike and everybody over at the Rockford Ice Hawks for making that happen. And go see the Ice Hawks. Go.
Mm-hmm.
Go get some pig slop. We'll talk to you Monday at 2:30 on CHGO Blackhawks Podcast.
Y'all silly like the mayor.